Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. It's Cinco de Mayo, the day where Americans drink tequila and Dos Equis and eat tacos. Yeah. I've never met one. I work in the restaurant, but I work with hundreds of Mexicans. Never met one from that little region that celebrates the Independence Day. Somebody told me the Mexicans that like one works in the kitchen. Well, I actually have two, but one works at night. And then the other, a bunch of them that work, they forgot it was. All the Americans were like, we have no tacos or anything? It's Cinco de Mayo. All the American people, non-Mexicans, remembered it Cinco de Mayo, but the Mexicans didn't. Oh, it's Cinco de Mayo. They don't really celebrate. It's only a small, tiny area that got independence. But, oh. But it's awesome. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in. Representative Tom Emmer of Minnesota, a Republican, said Tuesday that the National Republican Congressional Committee will expand its list of targeted Democrat-controlled districts, and they're trying to take back the House majority and all this. And we're going to do this. I'm so tired of all these Republicans saying they're going to do stuff and they're targeting. Okay. You're going to act like you're not woke anymore. You're going to act like you're where were you when Trump needed you? Now all of a sudden you act like, well, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to fix this. Remember, folks, Facebook is still up. Facebook and all that has still upheld Trump's ban. Yeah, so basically, if they can censor a former president, then they can censor anyone. I mean, there's all these awards they're just handing out to people that I'd be like, yeah, these used to mean something. Huh. I'll get into that because there's, oh, Lord. Liz Cheney, we get it. You're kissing ass. You hate America. The Democrats love you. You know you're on the wrong side of history, and Nancy Pelosi is praising you. In a 70% slide, Texas, they're supporting this anti-American critical race theory. Well, Biden's already said that they're going to spend more money to bail out restaurants who couldn't make it because they locked them down, and blacks get the money first. Black owned. And if you understood what I said, I'll get into that because I said something very poignant, and I'll talk about that. An AP report published on Tuesday stated that kids that stay home and do school at home where the teachers don't really do anything and they're fighting to keep lockdown because it's not safe because we just want to sit at home and be lazy and be in our PJs and just teach all day and not really have to do anything. Yeah, that it keeps kids from being harassed racially. I want to get into the latest on Manchester United and Ben & Jerry's and all kinds of stuff. So thank you so much for tuning in. And please don't forget Romans 10:13. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Now think about that, because when everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Like this last Sunday at church, our pastor was getting some much needed time at a Camaro convention. Can't wait to when we have Bible study tomorrow to see how it went and that he made it back safe and everything and stuff. And they're like, Kyle, you go up there and preach. I'm like, well, I got to have a message. I wouldn't mind going up and doing a Sunday sermon, but it has to be something that the Lord gives me. You know, if the Lord calls me and says, hey, here's a message I want you to give, and I get it approved, and I say, hey, Pastor, I feel the Lord wants me to give this message. Is it okay if one Sunday, if you're not here, if I get deliver this message, you know, here it is, you know. I don't think if my calling's ever at the pulpit, you know, it is. I don't know. I don't think that's what God called me, but, you know. But it's not just putting God on your back. It's, you got to be there and help and do. And, you know, we all struggle. We all need to be there for each other. Like when I was a kid, when you had your neighbor's house key and if they got locked out, you could let them in or they could let you in. And you were there for them. I guess I don't understand this world we live in right now. I don't understand this world we live in. And it's nice to see the United fans waking up to, hey, 5 minutes ago, the media was on our side. This Super League is going to ruin football. Now, how dare the Gunner fans and how dare the United fans do what they did. They crossed the line when they went into Old Trafford. What did Wayne Rooney say? The shirt belongs to you, always has, always will. Yeah, that's our jersey. That's our stadium. I'm coming home. Take me home, United Road, to a place where I belong, to Old Trafford, to see United. The last two games, I hope they boycott those two games and no one goes to watch the team play. And they're getting a bunch of groups to organize to boycott the sponsors of Manchester United. I'll get into that in so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. Wow. It's nice to see a Texas area. Yes. In Texas. Anti-critical race theory school curriculum candidates win big in a town with 70% of the vote. Because, you know, we got Captain Healing and Unity. And, oh, we're going to reunite this. Trump supporters were evil and hateful and racist, but we're going to unite America. I'm Captain Healing, and this is Unity. And we're going to make America, we're going to become the reunited states of America. Because Trump divided the nation, and we're going to bring America, we're going to reunite America by making sure that teachers teach critical race theory. That every race is superior but the black race. And we're going to make sure that we're going to do stimuluses where the black people get more money and they get it first before any other restaurant because, you know, these restaurants are falling apart. And I'm just waiting for the restaurants that got burnt down in Ferguson in these riots. Oh, yeah, you want to unite and you want to heal this country, but you want to have, oh, black people, those restaurants, they're going to get help before anyone else. I wasn't a slave owner and you weren't a slave, but yeah, you're going to get money. I want to thank Dallas and Dallas-Fort Worth area for finally having people stand up. What did Morgan Freeman say? You want to end racism? Stop talking about it. This is what proves how dumb people are. When Oprah Winfrey says that you can't accomplish stuff because of the color of your skin, and she is a billionaire, probably the richest black woman in the world, and you're going to believe her that you can't accomplish something because of the color of your skin, but she is a billionaire black woman? Are you kidding me right now? You should be saying, well, what do you mean I can't accomplish? Look at what she did. But then you have kids in this day and age that they got on Section 8 housing and you would think they won the lottery. They brag about like Section 8 housing like it's a good thing. Well, I guess if it's a stepping stone I'm, you know, I don't, man, I don't want Section 8 housing, but right now, man, it's what I have to do until I better myself and get, you know, I'm going to school, I'm going to do something with my life. Like Ronald Davis said, wait a minute, man, I'm not a bum, I'm a human being. It's really humiliating when you're sitting out there begging with a cup. Now, if you feel that way, then you legit. If you out there, man, well, I make 40, 50 grand a year on top of my job. I just put on gritty old clothes, dirty up my face, and here you go. Give me money, free money. If I see someone that's looking for help, you hungry? I'll get you food. I'll get you food. I will. If they don't want the food, then they ain't really hungry. And if they are hungry, they'll take it. I mean, when you have, because there are already teachers that it's not safe enough to go back. Oh my God, it's so bad. It's so dangerous. Because these teachers want to sit home and do nothing. Because it is way easier just sitting at home on your butt doing nothing than it is teaching in class. But black parents say remote learning shields children from racism in classrooms. There's racism because people are pushing it and shoving it. They're not like, yeah, no one is saying, yeah, there is some racism, but no, they're pushing and pushing and they're pushing the divide. Just like they're taking restaurants and they're saying, yeah, we're going to be doing stimuluses, but the color folk come first, okay? Instead of uniting them, we're all one. That's the problem. We never had racism when I was in school. If you got made fun of, you got made fun of. It didn't matter. Everyone made fun of everybody. The skateboarders, the skaters hated the jocks hated the skateboarders. They were all, there was a clique for you to be in. Somebody you could fit in with. Everyone made fun of everyone. We had fun. There wasn't no... But if you want to shield people from racism, folks, stop shoving it in everyone's face. Stop making race an issue. Stop telling black people that they can't accomplish anything. They can't do anything. They can't go anywhere. And I'm talking from the very wealthy that have been... It's like, hi, I'm Michael Jordan. As a black person, you're not going to be able to do anything, especially get an ID. I mean, you're not going to be, as a black person, you think you can vote? Don't even try to vote. You won't be able to vote because you won't be able to get an ID. And these laws, they're making sure that it's even harder for you to vote because the people, like, And that's kind of how it, but that's not, Michael Jordan's not saying that. It's just kind of a hypothetical situation. People need to wake up and realize, wait a minute, well, how is Oprah successful? How is, if you can't do anything, or how does Maxine Waters vote? Is it, if the, how? Everything, you defy everything you shove down the throat of the American people by saying that, oh, well, they can't, this group of people can't do this or can't do that or can't go there or can't go there because of a certain color pigmentation on their skin, but you obviously can. It's like they brag about, out of one mouth and one side of the body, they brag that, look at the first Jamaican/Indian VP, well, they call her a colored person, but whatever. And on the other hand, oh, you can't do anything. if you can't accomplish anything, then explain Kamala Harris. Oh, I know how she got in there. Oh, well, I know how she got in there. Very simple. Your mama sure does love your schooling, son. The Forrest Gump. Yeah. You can't have it both ways. You can't have what they call the first black VP. But then they say they're trying to unite America when they're the ones having very successful and very prominent black people tell blacks that they can't do anything with their lives, they can't accomplish anything. Just go back to the ghetto, get in your Section 8 housing. You ain't gonna go nowhere. Just keep to your slanging and your banging. That's all you're gonna do. You ain't gonna accomplish anything. We got Ben and Jerry's coming out adamant and doubling and tripling down that we want to defund the police 1,000,000%. Now, do they really, I want to get a response from them. Like, do they really want to have a America with no police at all? None whatsoever? When they mean defund the police, do they really mean that they're just wanting to get rid of the police as we know it, to bring in a military or government style police so that when Kamala Harris says she's going to take away your guns, you will take their guns because you work for us, you're a military police, I am your commander? Because there's a difference between trying to get a military-style police in here and people that, because I don't know how anyone can stand there and tell me, I want to have someone call in and tell me if they want to defund the police. I mean, like, when I mean defund the police, I mean to where there's no police at all ever. Like there's nothing. If there's a bank robbery, you're on your own. You won't have anything. Well, they'll have guns because they don't abide by the laws, but you won't have guns because you can't have guns. They're banned, you know. The government will have guns because they didn't, you know, just like you don't have to use Obamacare. Yeah, like you get fined for not using it and they get exemptions from it, you know. You can't use a gun, but they have exemptions to own guns. That's what's going to happen. I mean, that's just where we live in. Do they really want no police at all? Or do they want to do what I believe, that they're trying to get rid of the police as we know it, to bring in a military-style police like they have in France? I mean, the JFK Library gives Whitmer a Profile of Courage Award. If I was Trump, I'd be like, yeah, just enough. Why those Nobel Peace Prizes I was in line for, you can keep them. If Obama can get a Nobel Peace Prize and they're worthless or meaningless, you can just might as well just throw it in the garbage. I mean, the JFK Library giving Whitmer the Profile of Courage Award, they might as well just, that award's meaningless. Any merit it had is down the toilet. So like being like a SEAL team member. Now, there are people that have died in SEAL team training to try to become a SEAL team member. Okay? Not everyone can make it into the SEAL team training to become a SEAL team member, and not everyone survives it. Some people die training to become a SEAL team member. Yeah, that's right. There's a standard to be in a SEAL team. I guess standards to get a Nobel Peace Prize or a Profile of Courage Award They're worthless now. I'm just waiting for Biden to be given one for going to war, a Nobel Peace Prize. It wouldn't surprise me. Heck, you got people in this country. We have $3 a gallon gas where I live now. $3 a gallon gas. And I was paying for the last like 3.5 years under $2 on average. Like 205, 206 on the highs. Now we're at $3 a gallon. Oh, but it's only gone up because of that global warming blizzard that's long since gone. I don't see anyone showing anything that makes sense here. I don't see one liberal praising Biden. All they did was when the gas price was going, that's because of the blizzard in Texas. And they would have been fine if they had more solar panel wind turbine things. And yeah, they all froze and iced over. You would have had more useless solar panels that couldn't do anything. Take giant blankets and cover the solar panels so that they can't absorb the sun's rays and tell me that we're going to put out 100 more solar panels and put blankets over all of them. But how is that going to work? If you got blankets over the solar panels, it's not going to work. But don't worry, folks. More would have fixed the problem. If you got blankets over the solar panels, they're not going to absorb the sun, so they're not going to work. But having more solar panels in Texas would have been, if the wind turbines froze up, oh, if they would have had more, it would have been fine. So you would have just had more that weren't working. I don't understand. It doesn't get it. But then you have people that stand with, you know, when Nancy Pelosi backs you, you're on the wrong side of the law, folks. The wrong side of the law and history. If Nancy Pelosi is praising you, that's the problem. We have all these rhino Republicans, and some of them are now kind of standing up to the Democrats. Well, where were you standing up to the Democrats 4 months ago, 5 months ago, 6 months ago? Yink. I say this on my program a lot. Most people don't realize the right wing and left wing come off the same bird. I have some friends that now are finally like starting to speak, and I'm like, I just want to text them and be like, really? Wow. Because they're finally, like, done with it. I'm like, yeah, they just want to, they're talking more stimulus and more checks and more checks. And I'm like, get a job. I'm like, yeah. There's a lot of places where you can get a stimulus check every 2 weeks. It's called a job. It's called, I got to go to bed and get up at 4 a.m. every morning to go to work. And no matter what I'm going through in my day, I got to have, try to put a smile on my face. You know why? Because it's the me mentality. And I remember one guy goes, it's not about you, sir. It's about the customer. And I'm like, yeah, it's called the me mentality. If it was me, how would I want to be served? If it was me, how would I want to be treated? Yeah, I know it's 5 minutes after you stop serving breakfast. I lost track of time. What do you got, man? Can you help me out? What do you say to that customer? If it was me, how would I want to be served? Oh, I've got sausage patties, bacon right here. I haven't even thrown anything technically out on the cart back there. I got still eggs here. You want me to make you a couple? What kind of eggs you like? You like over easies, over mediums? Give me 2 minutes and I'll have you breakfast. Thank you so much. If it was me, that's what I would want. I'd want someone to, how hard is it to, I've had someone go, you don't have to make, because like that's all the eggs that are left. And so I got eggs and it take me 2 minutes, not even. And I get the carton of eggs and I scramble up some eggs. And the whole time he's saying, you don't need to do that. What else you want with your eggs? What? They're done? Huh? How would you, how, the me reality. If it was me, how would I want to be treated? How would I want if I came in late? But I want someone to say, nope, there's nothing left. Or this is what we can do for you, sir. May not have all the options that were available an hour ago, but you're late and I understand that, so I'm gonna give you what I can. And 9 times out of 10 they're on cloud 9, thank you so much. And that's what we do. And that's what I do. And that's what we gotta get back to. It's called a job. But so many people are making so much in unemployment that they don't want to, why would I want to work when I can get more just sitting on my butt? Just print us out of debt. Why don't we just give everyone $1 million stimulus check and then we'll all be millionaires? Hooray! Problem solved. Thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. Thank you for those of you who listen that get it, that understand that we can't print ourselves out of debt. That's why those old 1900s baseball cards are so valuable, because very few survived because no one collected them. And all the 1980s and 90s and 2000s ones are worthless because every person got them and put them in a... Yeah, see, this is in a plexiglass sheet with a, and the plexiglass sheet has UV protection. Then it's got another, it's a plexofilm on top of it. And what that does is that protects it from UVA, UVB, the blue light, yellow light, even more protection. Then it goes in, and you got 7 million of them that are in pristine gem mint 10 condition. And then the guy gets busted for using steroids, which doesn't make you a better ball player, because if you suck at baseball, steroids are not going to make you a better player. I'm saying. But anyways, they're worthless because there are billions printed and everyone collects them. You'd have been better off getting rid of your Death of Superman comic when it was first out, because you could have probably gotten 50 times more. Now you can't even give them away. I've seen them, people want 99 cents for them on eBay. Couldn't even sell them. Folks, the price of goods is not going up. The value of the dollar is going down. There's a reason why they've changed the coins. Because when you have more than a penny's worth of metal in a penny, when you have a $2.50, when you have 2.5 cents worth of copper in a penny that's worth a penny face value, got to do something. When you have 7.5 cents worth of melt value in a 5 cent nickel, the nickels are more valuable, melted down. We got to just plate it now. We got to make sure that these quarters have way less than 25 cents worth of metal in them. But don't worry, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. The most scariest words you can ever utter or hear uttered. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. Just over 30 minutes left. Thank you so much. I'm telling you what, man. I'm the government and I'm here to help, because we're going to help the restaurants, folks. That's what we're going to do, folks. What we're going to do here is restaurant owners and restaurants owned by white men will be the last in line for federal relief under President Joe Biden's Restaurant Revitalization Fund. That's right, folks. We need like $600-800 trillion. We got to spend our way. See, we'll create jobs by spending money. Are you kidding me? We had one of the fastest growing, most amazing economies. We didn't spend money. Blacks had the highest unemployment rate. Women, Hispanics, all highest record unemployment rates. No, not unemployment rates. employed rates, one of the lowest unemployment rates ever, the highest employment rate for those demographics. But don't worry, folks. The same government that wouldn't allow you to have your restaurant open, even if you wanted to, is the same one that's going to give you money to save you. Oh, you won't let me work, but now you're going to provide me with food. You're going to provide me with money. Why don't you provide me with money in the first place by not locking us down and letting us actually stay open? That was the biggest mistake of Trump, is locking this nation down. He should have said, okay, folks, we're not going to lock down this nation. If the state wants to lock down, it's on the governor and it's on the state themselves. If the governor wants to lock them down, go right ahead. And it's up to them. And if a restaurant wants, you know, it's up, I'm not having nothing to do with it. Because these people that are relying on the government to bail them out with this restaurant relief fund and revitalization fund, they're the same people that were told by this government, you can't work. You can't do anything. You can't go, yeah, you can't leave your house. You can't do this. You can't go that. As governor of California, you're not allowed to go anywhere or do anything. Wow, you can't open the rest. Oh, I can do whatever I want to, but you can't. You can't open up your doors. You can't do this. You can't have a salon open. And the very government and the very state governments and local governments that kept you locked down and kept you from being able to do anything is the same government that's saying, oh, we'll bail you out. Don't worry. We didn't allow you to work, but now we're going to spend money to help you stay, keep your doors open. It's like these masks. China gave us a virus, but where are the masks from? 99% of them? China. And 3/4 of them say, not for use during a pandemic. These will not stop the spread or prevent any disease or anything. You're on your luck. If you're sick, you're going to spread whatever you have to whoever. There is a money-back guarantee. If you're sick and you don't spread the virus to someone else, we will give you your money back on this mask. Might as well. I've shared so many photos where they say in the back that this mask is not for a pandemic. This is not to be used to protect you against any viruses or diseases. Seriously, it said that. That this mask is not intended to protect yourself from viruses. But they're selling them for a kid to wear to keep himself from getting sick from the virus. Wow. Selling masks that don't prevent the spread of infection or stop the spread of infection, but they're selling them to you with the illusion that you're going to be safe if you wear this thing. It's just like the government saying, don't worry, folks. Don't worry, folks. I know I made sure you couldn't keep your door open. You had to keep your restaurant closed, even though you and everyone in there believed this mask crap and this COVID pandemic was BS. We kept you from working. And now, we're going to help you out. Folks, it's like taking cheese from a mousetrap. It's free. You're going to rely on help from the very people that told you you couldn't keep your restaurant open? Are you kidding me? I don't understand. And people, oh yeah. Don't worry, folks. You can't work, but we're going to get you a stimulus check so that you can have some money. The very people not allowing you to work were the ones who, oh, they're going to give me a check. They're going to, yeah, talk to the people in Russia. Talk to the people in Russia. I don't understand. But people buy this. I'm going to get a check in Umiar. Yeah. Thinking like that, try to impeach, and one day try to get impeach Trump, but months to get stimulus, but then you idiots rely on it. Oh, I want another check, I want another check. What, do you just want to keep racking up? You know, because when Bush was president, the national debt mattered, and under Obama it didn't. All we need is $400 trillion, and we can have 10 nations out of debt. Well, where are we getting this $400 trillion? Where's this money coming from? Imagine if everyone in America said, I want actual physical currency. See, this was happening. Remember when there was a time when people were like selling gold certificates? Here, this says, you give me $10,000. Here's your certificate for the gold that you have. You have, let's say, 5 ounces of gold, and you got it for $10,000. There's your certificate. And then all these people say, well, screw the certificate. Now I want my gold. And you have a ton of people. And wait a minute here. Yeah, we sold $100,000 worth of gold certificates, and we sold more gold certificates than we have physical gold. And then people want the physical gold, and then they go nuts because, hey, and that's what would happen. Imagine if everyone demanded physical fake money. I call it fake money because what's in it? Okay, pull out a $100 bill. What's in it that's valuable? If I wanted to take that dollar bill, that $100 bill, give me a bunch of that Venezuelan money. What's in that currency that I can use? What can I extract from that that's valuable? Like with pennies, they have nickel and copper and, you know, different things. And like pennies have copper. Nickels have nickel in them. You know, that's why people go after the old coins, because they contain silver. They're valuable. The old Venezuelan money that when their currency collapsed is worthless. It's not like you can take that money and extract something from it that has value. That's what's bad about this. I'm keeping money under my bed in case a rainy day happens. Well, what happens when that money's worthless because there's no gold or silver in it? And at least there you can try to barter with something, because gold and silver have always had value in some form in our Earth's history. But that's what doesn't get me. The same people that, thank God we're going to get a president here that's going to unite America, is the same one that's dividing America by saying, we locked you down, but don't worry, we're going to give you money. I'm from the government, and I'm here to help, and I'm going to make sure that a certain minority group gets money before another group of people. And that's what's wrong with this world. Then you got people that want to totally defund the police completely. And you got, like, awards that used to mean something, and now they're just handing them out like nothing. It's okay, Liz. We know you don't like America. We know the Democrats love you. Yeah, the CDC has announced that the birth rate in the U.S. fell by 4% in 2020, the largest yearly drop in 5 decades, because I guess, you know, that now that there's COVID out there, when COVID was around, there were people like New York was telling, if you're married or dating, you need to wear masks and you need to have like clothed on sex, because though you're married, you should be social distancing even if you're married. And it's funny how all these liberals are bashing Trump for being and keeping him off Facebook. Don't you idiots realize that you can be censored? You're not, but you can be. If they can censor Trump, they can censor anybody. And people don't see that. It's only a matter of time before the people that are trying to keep you locked down aren't going to give you money, aren't going to do anything. It's only a matter of time before these anti-American leftist liberals who hate America, who hate our vets, who hate this country, who want to see it fall apart and go in the toilet, get censored. There was no election fraud. Yeah, just wait till the candidate you thought you liked, it's doing stuff that you don't agree with and you want them out of there and you can't get them out of there because, dear, I wonder why. There's no voter fraud. Oh, there's not? Well, then explain Detroit, because it's gone in the toilet year after year after year. Why do people keep voting in crap? And I truly mean that. Show me how California is getting better. Tell me how the majority of people are... No. Every year, they keep voting in people that are allowing homeless over U.S. citizens, homeless over veterans, feces everywhere, benefits for illegals that you can't even get. But don't worry, folks. I'm so glad they banned Trump on Facebook. I don't know if I can do it anymore. I was reporting like CNN and Facebook so much that they took that ability away from me, because, you know, a decapitated Trump head doesn't violate any community standards, but Jeffrey Dahmer eating the Five Guys, complaining that there's not actually five guys in there. Yeah, that's hilarious, but that violates, it doesn't make sense. I've seen stuff that is 100 times worse than things that I've been jailed for on Facebook. Yeah, the U.S. Steel cancels $1.5 billion project in Pennsylvania. Democrats are to blame, but don't worry, because you're not going to be able to vote them out. I've never seen that much red in California, not much, but like, yeah. Yeah. $1.5 billion project canceled, and Democrats are to blame. They were going to revitalize steel and stuff in Pennsylvania. Not no more. Oh. Yeah. I can't wait till we have $5 a gallon gas. That's what the Democrats... I don't buy that many Democrats voted for this crap. Just remember, folks, I'll die on my feet before I live on my knees. But it's okay, folks. Biden cares about America. Yeah, Liz Cheney needs to go. I'm so tired of these, like, rhino Republicans that act like they care now. Oh, I don't know. But I will say this, though, as I move on, folks. It's nice to see some people in England. Welcome to democracy, folks. Welcome to the media, where 1 minute they're all in, and we have to have we're going to have a wall at the border. We're going to have, in how many years, how many decades have they tried to get something at the border? And they do bipartisan. Guess what happens? Trump gets in, I'm going to build a wall. Now, we can't have a wall. And then all of a sudden, all these people that for decades, the wall is the greatest thing. We have to stop trafficking. We have to stop drug coming in and human trafficking and all stuff. It's racist. How dare we have a wall? We can never. And a day ago, they're shoving a wall down our throat. And I'm like, nope. The flip-flop. I don't know how more people, especially Democrats, don't see the flip-flop. Like on Monday, they're for a wall. Tuesday, they're against the wall. But that's what's going on in England. Oh, everyone was rallying around getting rid of this Super League. And now that same media that was against the Super League is now against Arsenal and against Man United and anybody that's standing up against the owners. And how dare those United fans get onto the pitch. Every one of those needs to just go to the gallows and be hung. They're not United fans. They're domestic British terrorists. How dare they do that? I hope that United finds out who they are and suspends them and never allows them in that stadium ever again, takes their season tickets away. There were a couple people that did some hooliganic things, but most of them were on the pitch. Hey, this is my club. This is my pitch. This shirt belongs to you. Always has, always will. This is my club. And I have an owner for 16 years that hasn't done anything to renovate the stadium or done anything. They don't care about us. Joe Glazer, Sky Sport, walked up to Evron Glazer. Do you have any comments? Do you have anything to say? And he got in his Lambo and, bye, see ya. Well, I got a $100 billion net worth. Whatever. Bye, see ya. I don't care. Now, there's talk that they might try to spend a bunch this summer to try to kiss our butts. Great. I hope they do. I hope they spend a lot of money this summer on transfers. I still don't want them at the club. I still want them out. Ali Dads? Don't support Adidas. You know it as Adidas. It's a German company, Adidas. It's pronounced Adidas. Don't boycott them. Don't buy anything from them. Aeon, if you're doing business with Aeon, stop. Anyone else that sponsors Manchester United, don't. There's talk of the last two games at the Premier League season. Every club is going to be able to have fans in the stands, have an empty stadium. Don't buy a ticket. Don't go. We got to hit them in the pocketbook. They're not going to, this is not, there's more protests planned. They don't care. The Busby boys don't mean anything. They don't care. We're just a customer. They don't care. They're flushing their club down the toilet. You know? Jadon Sancho? It's going to be interesting to see, because I've heard that Chelsea's in the race for it. And in the last 15 years, if anyone else is in the race for a player, they get them. And usually the response is, well, there's no value in the market. Yeah. If you had the right managers and the right owners and the right, you know, and Ollie has been very subtle about kind of hinting like, bleep the Glazers, but he's, you can tell, I think if he could come out and say, hey, man, they're not doing anything, they listen to the fans, yeah, right, okay. If they really listen to the fans, then when is the club being sold? And then how do you know that you're going to get someone in that's, I mean, what if someone buys the club, it's just as bad as they are? What if you go from bad to worse? That's that. Joe Glazer would have been better than these. Oh, Lord, help me. You know, they took out a loan against the club, and something needs to happen. There are fans that could run that club better than the Glazers and invest money. It's ridiculous. And they're either going to try to spend a crap load of money to try to kiss our butts, which ain't going to work, or they're going to try to push and divide with, well, I don't know why you want to get it to where all, you're getting all out, not spend any money. I don't know, folks. I'm done. I can't do it anymore. I really think any of the international people, especially in England, don't go to the game. Encourage a total blackout and have no one go to the game. There's more protests already being planned. They're having groups that are going to get, and it's okay, here's all these companies. Do not sponsor these companies. Do not buy from these companies. Call them up and say, as long as you're supporting Manchester United, we will not buy from you. We urge you to stop and end your sponsorship. Glazers out. But I think what will help is if you get like, hey, we need to get Gunners on board. Kroenke, I mean, they're running in the same crap we are. They need so many players gone at Arsenal, like at least five. They could at least have five go. Was Unai Emery the answer? I don't know. Was Arteta the answer? I don't know. But, or is he the answer? I don't know. If he was actually given money and they spent money on him and got him, would he be any better? I think Ollie would be. If they actually backed him with players he wanted, I don't think he wanted, I mean, look at Donny van de Beek. He's playing in the wrong position. I don't think it was like, we're not going to get you the player you want, so we're just going to, here you go. We're lucky we give you anybody. Be grateful for it. And he's like, because there's a lot of people that said, like, that believe that near the end, when Fellaini wasn't backed, he played Mourinho. And I kind of did that as a joke, because Mourinho just kept playing Fellaini, and it was like, gee, I think he was just like, hey, if you're not going to back me, I'm just going to take this club and I'm going to try to flush it down the toilet as much as I can. So like Austin Bingham at the end, they'd be losing 5-0, 4-1, they'd be losing, and he was selling defenders. I think he was like, I'm purposely tanking the club. I think Jose was doing it. Like, hey, they didn't back me, so screw him. Fellaini, sign this contract now. Just to tee him off. And I truly believe that. And it's just, I don't know. I don't think he wanted Donny van de Beek, and it was like a mercy signing, like, well, I'm supposed to be getting this one player, and now you're giving me this. Like, and that was, it's his way of saying F you to the Glazers. You wanted this, I'm doing this. It's not who I wanted, and I'm showing you my disdain by not playing him. And I don't know. And Ollie's in a bad situation because I think he really supports what the fans did, and I really truly believe he's a Glazer out. But he can't publicly do that. They pay his salary. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. And I really do hope that they take and the players, you know, keep playing their heart out. And with 90 seconds left, you can support the team, not the Glazers. Now, that's sad because I have a black sweatshirt that's a Manchester United one, but like after like four washes, the Manchester thing came off, and I was wanting to get like an iron-on or something really high quality to put on there, but I'm not going to buy one because I want to support the team, not the Glazers. I want to see if I can almost get like a, because I got like the actual emblem and stuff, and see if I can have, can you make this into an iron-on, like a big thing, that way that way they're not getting money for it, and I'm, you know, that way I get my thing and their thing. But yeah, we got to boycott the Glazers, but support the team. And I hope those last two games, I hope no one goes to the game. I hope they stick it to the owners and have no one show up. We're not going anywhere, and I think what happens with the Liverpool game is only going to get bigger from that. Well, thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it. Remember, folks, with a firm reliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this following Monday, good night, everyone. God bless you, and goodbye.